The leader and founder of the Synagogue Church of All Nations, Prophet T.B. Joshua's prophecy of possible terrorist attack on Ghana and Nigeria is still making news. Radio Ghana finds out from some political leaders and men of God what they make of the prophecy and whether it should be taken seriously. First, the leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, he said the prophecy should not be taken seriously because if T.B. Joshua is a real prophet, God should have revealed it to him that his own church would collapse on people and kill them. They spoke to George Ankra.
All I can say is, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. You got to understand psychology, and then you got to understand magic. Most of these people call themselves prophets, Adorn. As this prophet, we were here when his own building collapsed and killed human beings. Now, the God that tells him that didn't tell him that his place was going to collapse and human lives are going to be taken? Something serious like that? Is that God didn't tell him that? If I was a prophet and my building will collapse, if I'm so close to God and my building will collapse and kill a human being, I'll tell that God, hey, man, don't give me that crap no more. I don't want to listen. This shouldn't be news. If I was the president, I'll contact the president of Nigeria and I'll arrest the guy because it's causing panic. Our people are primitive, you understand? I've been watching Ghana. I know all the intelligence about Ghana for the last 70 years, what is planned here. The time we should have expected an attack was during Gaddafi's time when he owned the Golden Tulip. Some people were angry with him. The reason why they attacked Ivory Coast is because the French are attacking the guerrilla forces in the desert. So that's the problem over there. When it comes to terrorism, nobody knows what's going to happen. You just got to be prepared for it. And over 17 years, I've been telling you people, the foundation of the modern nation is the security forces. We have to resource them. The BNI should have accountants, auditors, they should have specialists in ballistics. They have to have all the good lawyers and all that stuff. We don't have that. So the so-called prophets, they know that. So they're taking advantage of it. It's a magician, you know? He knows the secret of the movement of your eyes. So he uses speech to fool you to believe that he can produce money, he can produce this. And if you don't use logic, you believe it. Or here we like sensationalism. All our young people are into sensationalism. That's why on the radio every time, you didn't train them. We have no standards. Everybody just do what they want. So what do you expect? So if Prophet Joshua, you know, I call him Jesus and Joshua, he sees that there's ignorance and he can make money out of it. That's what he's doing. You know, he's what we call in America, he's a super predator.
Kofi Wayo, are you saying that we should not take him serious?
No. This is a man who says he's a prophet and his own building collapsed and killed people. That guy didn't tell him it was going to happen.
President of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, the Most Reverend Joseph Osaebunsu, says Prophet T.B. Joshua's prophecy was vague and must not be taken serious. He said although he believes in prophecies, this terror attack prophecy should be dismissed with a pinch of salt. He, however, asked Ghanaians to pray for God's continuous protection.
I listened to the gentleman, and the prophecy that he was given was so vague. He was speaking of something happening on a Thursday, Friday, or a Saturday. But he didn't tell us which month or even which year. It's so vague, so indefinite. So I would wish that you have a more definite prophecy. So if you can give the date and even the place, then we can give it some credibility. But the way he spoke, it was so vague. So I personally wouldn't attach much importance to it. But they haven't said that. I will encourage Ghanaians to be calm and go about their normal business. And I will encourage everyone to pray for the security of the nation. Pray that nothing like that happens to us. But with regard to the prophecy as given by T.D. Joshua, I have my reservation.
Most Reverend, do you believe in prophecy? If yes, why are you doubting this one?
I believe in prophecy. It's part of the biblical tradition. God in the past would appoint some people as prophets or give them messages to them to give to the Jews. And usually the prophecy was about something that maybe they were doing that was not right and they should stop and so on. It wasn't always about future things to happen. It was more to do with what they were actually doing and telling them to stop and so on. So yes, I believe in prophecy. But these days, there are so many people claiming to be prophets and giving prophecies every day. I have my doubts about some of those people, whether they are genuine prophets or not.
Is there anything else you want to tell the people of Ghana about these prophetic messages?
I would tell the people of Ghana to go about their normal business and to pray when they go to church, to pray, or even at home, to pray for the security of the nation and not be worried too much about this alarmist prophecy.